All right, Eric and Mulca Hill actually has watched the Alliance of American Football. Hi, Eric.
Yep, right here. Let me get you on speaker.
You got it, man.
I'll speak.
Yeah, have you guys actually watched it at all? I haven't been listening.
I've watched some extended videos online.
I saw less than a series.
Yeah, so I was basically just scrolling through the channels, and I come across the first game last Saturday, and, you know, it's like basically watching college football. And then that hit, did you see the hit? That had to be, like, their biggest, you know,
draw.
But
the helmet flew off the quarterback?
Oh, my God, that was the best thing
that
could happen.
That was in week one.
That was in week one.
Yeah, there's been more weeks since then.
No, week two.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since.
No, week two is a little less
Yeah, I saw no highlights from it. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it being something. I just, like, I don't know. Somebody's got to come up with some way to, you know, it would be cool if there was, you know, like a minor league for football that was really legit.
It needs an affiliation with the NFL to survive, I believe, right?
Right, like the people out of college got to be interested and maybe go there first as a development league. And then
I would look at it like this. Like if the Eagles had a team that they were aligned with, Jordan Mailata is playing left tackle for 4 or 5 games of the season, right? You get a practice squad guy that's playing. You get some other young players that didn't get a chance to play.
Yeah, because he didn't get a single. I mean, what did he get, a snap this year, Mailata? In real games?
No, he didn't get one. He didn't get one. You know, preseason he got a snap. He didn't play in the regular season.
Not in on offense. Maybe.
No, he didn't play at all in the regular season.
No, not even a special team.
No, he was on practice squad for a minute, and then they put him on IR.
Yeah, so now we got to start coming up with names for the Eagles' minor league teams and all that to make it affiliated, but.
Well, you know what? Could you get a Philadelphia team in this town?
No.
You already got the soul.
Here's the problem.
You can't expect Jaworski to buy in on it.
Here's the problem. There's not enough talent, right? Like the quarterback play, you said this to me earlier. The quarterback play's not good. Because otherwise, they got to be in the NFL. I don't think there's a Kurt Warner. Maybe there'll be one guy that comes and has immediate talent, and you know what? He'll be out of that league in a half a second. If the guy's any good. The quarterbacks are terrible.
Well, they're not NFL quarterbacks.
No.
No, but dude, what NFL quarterback is going to play in that league?
But,
nobody.
I know.
You play in that league if you're a former college quarterback that wants to still play football.
But what I'm saying is that you're right, and therefore it'll never work. It'll never really work. They already took out. They claim it's not a loan, but the Carolina Hurricanes owner.
Yeah, the whole league. Yeah,
gave him a $250. I think investment. $250 million investment, and now he's the chairman of the league.
Well, no, they needed that money.
Needed the money
to make payroll.
But they said it was less about that and more about
sure.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, to make payroll.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Those leagues only last if you got sponsorship. So I don't know who's...
Like, it's not good enough to watch.
To put money into it.
It's not, the XFL. Listen, the XFL, unless you get talented players to play, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it all depends on how much you love football. Nothing is going to be the NFL. There's nothing you can do that's going to be the NFL.
Right.
Nothing.
I wanted to tune in.
They don't even have 32 good quarterbacks in the NFL. How the hell are you going to have a good quarterback in one of these other leagues? Mm. There are quarterbacks in this league that you don't want as your starting quarterback.
Correct.
Yeah.
A lot of them, actually.
It's hard to play that position.
It is.
And be good at it.
It is.
Very hard.
No doubt. And that's why when you watch the games, you're like, eh. You know why? We're so conditioned to scoring.
Mm-hmm.
There haven't been high-scoring games. The running backs actually look pretty good. There's been some wide receivers that you see. And there's ends that are getting a lot of sacks, which tells you what?
The line probably stinks.
Yeah.
Well, those dudes have to sign a 3-year deal for $250,000, I think.
It's 80.
And I don't think it's $250,000 a year.
No, you're right. The top players are getting a 3-year $250,000.
Right.
Which, you know what? That's too much money for a league that's not made. I mean, I know they have a TV contract, but.
All right, listen.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You got to think about it. For those players, what else would you be doing making $80,000 a year? I mean, I don't know.
I don't think anybody's watched it. 888-729-9494. If you haven't, I have to assume no one else has.
Nope.
888-729-9494. It's
more like my football two ways.
Oh, yeah?
College and pro. Mm-hmm. Well, I should say three. I'm on high school football.
Yeah, high school football.
Yeah, high school. Oh, yeah.
888-729, especially when your son plays.